TED Audio Collective.
Hi, it's Frida Pinto here, guest hosting today. If you want to learn how to take real, lasting climate action like I do, I want to invite you to join Countdown, TED's new global initiative to accelerate solutions to the climate crisis. Now here's a talk from the Countdown Global Launch event given by urban planner Carlos Moreno. If you are an urban city dweller like me, I grew up in Mumbai, moved to London, and then to Los Angeles about 11 years ago. And if you love your city but are concerned about the growing issues of sound and air pollution and the mounting stress of city life, then this talk is just for you. The 15-minute city concept is a genius idea, and it deserves a lot more attention.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
For too long, those of us who live in cities, big and small, have accepted the unacceptable. We accept that in cities, our sense of time is warped because we have to waste so much of it just adapting to the absurd organization and long distances of most of today's cities. Why is it we who have to adapt and to degrade our potential quality of life? Why is it not the city that responds to our needs? Why have we left cities to develop on the wrong path for so long? I would like to offer a concept of cities that goes in the opposite direction to modern urbanism. An attempt at converging life into a human-sized space rather than fracturing it into inhuman bigness and then forcing us to adapt. I call it the 15-minute city. And in a nutshell, the idea is that cities should be designed or redesigned so that within the distance of a 15-minute walk or bike ride, people should be able to live the essence of what constitutes the urban experience. To access work, housing, food, health, education, culture, and leisure. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why does a noisy and polluted street need to be a noisy and polluted street just because it is? Why can't it be a calm street lined with trees where people can actually meet and walk to the baker and kids can walk to school? Our acceptance of the dysfunctions and indignities of modern cities has reached a peak. We need to change that. We need to change it for the sake of justice, of our well-being, and of the climate. What do we need to create 15-minute cities? First, we need to start asking questions that we have forgotten. For instance, we need to look hard at how we use our square meters. What is that space for? Who's using it and how? We need to understand what resources we have and how they are used. Then we need to ask what services are available in the vicinity, not only in the city center, in every vicinity, health providers, shops, artisans, markets, sports, cultural life, schools, parks. Are there green areas? Is there water, fountains, place to cool off during the frequent heat waves? We also have to ask ourselves, how do we work? Why is the place I live here and work is far away? We need to rethink cities around the four guiding principles that are the key building blocks of the 15-minute city. First, ecology for a green and sustainable city. Second, proximity to live with reduced distance to other activities. Third, solidarity to create links between people. Finally, participation should actively involve citizens in the transformation of their neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. I'm not angling for cities to become rural hamlets. Urban life is vibrant and creative. Cities are places of economic dynamism and innovation. But we need to make urban life more pleasant, agile, healthy, and flexible. To do so, we need to make sure everyone, and I mean everyone, those living downtown and those living at the fringes, has access to all key services within proximity. How do we get this done? The first city to adopt the 15-minute city idea is Paris, France. Mayor Anne Hidalgo has suggested a big bang of proximity, which includes, for instance, a massive decentralization, developing new services for each of the districts, a reduction of traffic by increasing bike lanes into spaces of leisure, new economic models to encourage local shops, building more green spaces, transform existing infrastructure, for instance, fabrication labs in sports centers or turning schools into neighborhood centers in the evenings. That, actually, a golden rule of the 15-minute city, every square meter that's already built should be used for different things. The 15-minute city is an attempt to reconcile the city with the humans that live in it. The 15-minute city should have three key features. First, the rhythm of the city should follow humans, not cars. Second, each square meter should serve many different purposes. Finally, neighborhoods should be designed so that we can live, work, and thrive in them without having to constantly commute elsewhere. It's funny if you think of it. The way many modern cities are designed is often determined by the imperative to save time, and yet, so much time is lost to commuting, sitting in traffic jams, driving to a mall, in a bubble of illusory acceleration. The 15-minute city idea answers the question of saving time by turning it on its head, by suggesting a different pace of life, a 15-minute pace. Thank you.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.
A decade ago, Republican Congressman Bob Inglis changed his position on climate.
You know, I am the guy who was wrong for 6 years in Congress.
But there were consequences.
In politics, it's considered a flip-flop. It's not considered a positive thing. That was the end of my career in Congress.
Deciding to change our minds. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.